堂听 class.com。
From the BBC World Service in London, the news at 5 o'clock GMT for BBC News Online.
President Bashar Assad of Syria, under intense international pressure to pull Syrian troops out of Lebanon, has said his forces will withdraw to the Bekaa Valley near the Syrian-Lebanese border and later to the border itself. Thousands of Lebanese gathered in central Beirut to watch President Assad's speech on giant television screens. With them was our correspondent Kim Gattas.
On Martyrs Square in the center of Beirut, thousands of people gathered, waving Lebanese flags and singing patriotic songs. They vowed to continue protesting until Syrian intelligence officers leave Lebanon as well, and until they know the truth about who killed the former Prime Minister Rafiq Hariri. Members of the opposition said Mr. Assad did not appear willing to relinquish his control over Lebanon. But what has mostly upset people here is the tone used by Mr. Assad.Opposition figures said there were many veiled threats in the speech and hints that Syria could still use violence to crush the anti-Syrian movement.
The body of an Italian Secret Service agent killed by United States troops in Iraq has arrived in Rome, where it has been ceremonially welcomed by the country's president and prime minister. The agent had helped to free an Italian hostage, Giuliana Segrena, and was shot dead as they were on their way to Baghdad airport.The U.S. military says the Italians ignored warning signals to stop. From Rome, David Willey reports.
50-year-old Nicola Calipari, a top military intelligence agent, is being treated as a national hero. He's already had a square named after him in Rome and been awarded a posthumous medal for bravery. The president of Italy cut short a visit to Naples to be present when the officer's coffin arrived at the airport. The prime minister and senior government ministers...joined the family of the agent as his coffin, draped with the Italian flag, was carried from the plane with full military honours. After a post-mortem has been carried out, there'll be a lying in state on Sunday at the Victor Emmanuel Monument in the centre of Rome, followed by a state funeral on Monday.
The United Nations Emergency Relief Coordinator Jan Egeland has said the world must respond to the humanitarian crisis in southern Sudan, resulting from 21 years of civil war. Speaking after a visit to the region, Mr. Egeland said the international community had given just a fraction of the funds promised.
I fear the world is making a historic mistake here in southern Sudan. Now we have a peace agreement. Now we have 3-4 months...of cementing that peace agreement. We are not getting the money, neither for the refugees returning to southern Sudan or to the impoverished, war-stricken population in this area. The world has to respond.
You're listening to the news from the BBC.Sinn Féin, the Irish party seen as the political wing of the IRA, has tried to defuse the row over a killing blamed on the parliamentary group by calling on those guilty to confess and face a trial. The murder, which happened in Northern Ireland, has led to protests from traditional IRA and Sinn Féin supporters and put considerable pressure on the party.An international survey commissioned by the BBC World Service suggests that China is viewed as playing a significantly more positive role in the world than either the United States or Russia. The indication came from a survey conducted for the BBC by GlobeScan in conjunction with the University of Maryland in December last year. People in 22 countries were interviewed about China's influence on the world and its economic and military development. Dan Isaacs reports.
In India, for example, despite decades of border tensions with China, a large majority of respondents to the survey viewed China's growing influence positively. But the survey also highlighted concerns over China's growing military strength. Among those countries where people expressed the greatest concern were those within the European Union, where, ironically, governments are currently considering the lifting of an arms embargo on China.However, in Lebanon, the one Arabic country polled, an increase both in China's economic and military strength were viewed very positively, as was the case in South Africa, the only country polled on that continent.
The Vatican says Pope John Paul will make a brief and silent appearance at his hospital window in Rome on Sunday morning to give his blessing to pilgrims and visitors. The Pope, who's convalescing from a throat infection, made a similar appearance last week, but there's been no indication of when he'll be fit enough to leave the hospital and return to the Vatican. The people of Moldova are going to the polls today in an election marked by concerns about Russian interference. Over the past few weeks, dozens of Russians have been arrested, accused of campaigning against the governing communists. On the eve of the election alone, more than 100 were deported. BBC News.